Jason Aldean's High Noon Neon Tour with Luke Combs and Lauren Elena coming to KeyBank Pavilion August 24th. Tickets on sale now at wobbinthewait.com. And Jason, man, we're glad to have you back this year after taking last year off.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It seems like, you know, when we're on tour and we're hitting cities like Pittsburgh or whatever, it seems like, to us, it seems like we're there every 6 months. You know what I mean? Time flies when you're out there on tour. So, but we're looking forward to it, man. We're looking forward to getting back and seeing you guys. Pittsburgh's always been a great city for us, and we always love coming there and playing. You know, we've done the stadium there, so it's always been a good town, so we look forward to coming and seeing you guys.
So how do you pick who you take out on tour with you?
You know, I think for me, I've always kind of tried to look and see who we thought was sort of on the verge of blowing up. You know, it was like, who do we think was going to be that next, you know, that next act to really hit? It's a little bit of a roll of the dice because you just try to predict it, and you know, sometimes you can't predict it, but we did it last year with Kane Brown, and he kind of took off, and we've had a lot of luck over the years with Luke Bryan and Eric Church and Florida Georgia Line, like all those guys. We sort of, Thomas Rhett took a lot of those guys out. This year we felt like Luke Combs was going to be one of those guys, and even Lauren too. You know, she's kind of been on fire too. So it's a little bit of a roll of the dice, but you know, it's also cool when you have those people out there and you get to sort of watch their career take off while they're on tour with you. That's a lot of fun for us.
Let's go back to when you were younger. What was your first ever concert?
Kenny Rogers and the Gatlin Brothers at the
Wow.
Macon Coliseum. Yeah. Early 80s. That was my first one. I was a big fan of the song All the Gold in California that the Gatlins did, and so my mom took me to that show. We had nosebleed seats. I mean, we were sitting way up in the top of the arena, you know, but Kenny Rogers was one of the biggest acts in the world at that time, and so that was my first concert.
So let's fast forward in your career to your first concert. What concert of yours do you remember the most?
Man, you know, I think the first time that I kind of had a wow moment was when we went out on tour with Rascal Flatts back in, I think it was maybe 06, and we opened for Rascal Flatts, and at the time, those guys were as big as it gets, you know, and the first time I ever went in and played like a big arena and went out and just heard like that roar of the crowd, and I don't know, man, it was something about that tour to me that was just like, all right, well, this is what we're aiming for, you know, because at that time, we were still on our own. We were playing clubs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We were still playing the bars, so that sort of was kind of when I looked at my band, and I was like, all right, guys, this is we got a new goal to shoot for, and this is it. You know, we want to be headlining this stuff, and that's kind of when it started, I think.
You know, a lot of people I've noticed have, like, these pre-show rituals, stuff you'll do right before you go on stage. Do you have one of those?
Usually before the show, I like to hang out with my band. Usually we're in the dressing room, we're hanging out. Usually just listen to some music, man. We'll crank some music and jam a little bit and maybe have a drink or two, and that kind of gets us ready for the show. So it's kind of the same thing. We got a little box that we go to before the show. It's like a little road case set up like a bar, and we'll get us a little pre-show, a little shot, and and that's kind of the gasoline for the show, man.
What are you listening to when you guys get together?
Kind of depends on who has control of the radio, control of the phone or the whatever. So a lot of times it's just, you know, old rock stuff. Now we have a TV that travels with us that goes in our dressing room, so a lot of times we'll pull up videos. We'll watch old rock videos or old, you know, country videos, whatever we're kind of in the mood for that night. Kind of change it up. You never know. It's kind of like my musical taste. It's all over the board. It could be anything, you know.
Jason, it's 17 and counting, and You Make It Easy looks like it's going to be number 18 any day now. Do you have a favorite song of yours? Maybe it's not even one of your number one hits, but just a song you really love?
Man, there's a lot of songs that I love that I feel like we sort of left on the table a little bit. You know, songs that were album cuts that never got a chance to be singles that I thought would have been big hits. One of those is a song called See You When I See You that I always thought should have been a hit, you know, should have been a single. And, you know, there's a song called Black Tears that was on the Night Train record that I thought was great. You know, I don't know, man. There always seems to be two or three on every record that I really love. There's one called If My Truck Could Talk. There just always seems to be two or three on every record that we just don't get around to releasing as singles that I always feel like would have done well. So there's quite a few.
Well, we know when we're going to see you, Jason. August 24th, KeyBank Pavilion, the High Noon Neon Tour coming to town with Luke Combs and Lauren Elena. Tickets on sale right now at wobbinthewait.com. Man, thanks for spending a few minutes with us talking concerts. And you know what? We're glad to have you back this year.
My pleasure, man. Thanks for having me, and looking forward to seeing you guys.